This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Does God have a leadership role for you? Stay tuned as we explore the answer from Leviticus chapters 21 through 23 on Daily Discipleship. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Over the past 20 years, I've noticed an exciting trend among people in churches. More and more, lay people are assuming leadership and responsibilities for the ongoing work of the kingdom of God. While supporting their pastors, they're also saying, "I have a responsibility to evangelize and nurture and disciple others." It's not all up to the preacher and the paid staff. Leadership is a high calling, and in today's passage, we see that along with position and authority come great demands on those who hold those positions and provide leadership for others. First of all, the Lord speaks of the character of the leaders. They shall not defile themselves, being chief men among their people. They shall be holy and not profane the name of the Lord their God. They must lead by example in their personal lives, in their marriages, and in their work. They must draw nearer to God in their devotion. They must have a deep knowledge as to the meaning of certain rituals in their religion, and they must keep a distance from everything that would defile. Secondly, they must never get involved in anything that would hinder their availability to the people in helping them in their walk with God. And leadership requires a certain temperament, a steadiness in times of turmoil, a calmness under pressure. They were to exhibit a patient endurance in tumult. And their faith and confidence in the Word of God must be so clear and deep that it could be observed by one and all. Recently, I visited a church in California whose membership has grown from 30 people to over 750 people in a matter of just a few years. And a big part of it has been the pastor's vision to train laymen to develop and function as Christian leaders in their jobs, their homes, really every area of life. Samuel Bringle, one of the great leaders of the Salvation Army, once said this about spiritual leadership: "It is not won by promotion, but by many prayers and tears. It is attained by confession of sin and much heart-searching and humbling before God, by self-surrender, a courageous and sacrifice of every idol, a bold and deathless, uncompromising and uncomplaining embracing the cross, and by an eternal, unfaltering look unto Jesus crucified. That is a great price, but it must be unflinchingly paid by Him who would not merely be a nominal, but a real spiritual leader of men, a leader whose power is recognized and felt in heaven, on earth, and in hell." Does God have a leadership role for you? Let me encourage you to accept the challenge to discover what it is that God says to you, and then say, "Help me to be the kind of person who can lead others along the path of life." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us this year on Daily Discipleship. To receive your free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk Devotional Guide magazine, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide plus timely insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the story of a young Marine who is shining for Jesus Christ as a light in a dark place. Join us on Daily Discipleship.